Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in this segment of the show, I will be talking with Robert Klink. He is the Vice President of the Grace Village Care Foundation, and he's also the grandson of Dr. Klink, one of the founders of Grace Village. Today, we will talk about the Run for Grace, an exciting fundraiser coming up at Grace Village this Saturday, September 12th. You can walk or run or even push someone in a wheelchair, and there is a special category for children. The fun starts at Grace Village on Saturday at 8:15 a.m. I will also have some health news, courtesy of Ted Silver, and some music. So let's get the second part of the show started with a song called Keep On Running, and it's by the Spencer Don Group. Something very special about an event that brings people together, not only to get active, but also to support a place that means so much to our community. On Saturday, September 12th, Grace Village will be holding its annual Race for Grace, a fun community event that welcomes runners and walkers of all ages and abilities. The event raises money to help improve the quality of life for the residents of Grace Village. And joining me today is someone who has a very personal connection to Grace Village. Robert Klink is Vice President of the Grace Village Care Foundation and the grandson of one of the founders of Grace Village, Dr. Klink. So he brings not only his perspective as a member of the foundation, but also a family connection that goes back many years. We're going to talk about the Race for Grace, what the money raised helps provide for residents, and why this event is so important to the Grace Village community. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE. Today I'm really pleased to be speaking with Robert Klink. He is the Vice President of the Grace Village Care Foundation. And today we're going to be talking about the Race for Grace coming up on September 12th. So welcome, Robert.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning.
Now, the Race for Grace, so what is this event all about? And how did the idea of turning a community run into a fundraiser for Grace Village come about?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so Race for Grace is a community fundraising event for the Grace Village Care Foundation, which is here in Lenoxville, or in Huntingville more specifically. This is going to be our second year doing it. We have a 10-kilometer race, a 5-kilometer race, or also known as a walk run, and a 1-kilometer kids race. So there's really an opportunity for everyone to get involved, and also for Grace Village residents to participate as well. And the history for this race is really special and unique. A friend of mine, Dale, who's a resident of Huntingville and lives close village, he started a race during the pandemic when a lot of things were canceled, and he graciously let us take over his race after running it for 5 years. And last year was our very first Race for Grace. So we're really looking forward to building on that momentum.
That is wonderful. What did you learn from last year's race?
I learned a lot. Like, one of the things is that we are part of an amazing community. We had almost 100 runners last year, a great community turnout. We raised close to 10,000, which exceeded our expectations for, you know, an initial race. And we're really hoping to build on that this year, get, you know, 150 or more people involved this year. And we have a goal of raising over 15,000. And I think we're well on our way to doing that. So it was a great learning opportunity to, you know, officially have a formal race in place. And I was so impressed by the people's generosity and willing to donate their time or money. And, you know, it was a fantastic experience.
Mm-hmm. We do have a wonderful community. What will these funds be used for this year for Grace Village? How will they be used for the residents?
Yeah, sure. So the Grace Village Care Foundation raises money to support the residents of Grace Village. The foundation helps fund programs, activities, equipment, everything that could be used to improve the residents' quality of life. And also, one thing that it does that's very special is it can also help support residents who may not otherwise be able to afford certain costs.
There's running and walking options, activities for children, and even a walk for the Grace Village residents. Why was it important to make the event accessible to people of all ages and abilities?
A race, some people are competitive about it, for sure, but ultimately, you know, what's really important is to support the Grace Village residents and to do something that can welcome everybody. And last year was really special, where we had really young kids, you know, at 3 years old, running around the block, up to some really seasoned competitive runners running the 10-kilometer race. My aunt and uncle were out there in their 80s last year walking the 5-kilometer race, and there was just something for everyone, which was really encouraging. And that's what I would do again, is just really encourage people to come out this Saturday, September 12th. You can bring your kids, you can walk the 5-kilometer, you could volunteer, donate, or just come and cheer people on. Last year, we had that really nice community feel to that, and we're just trying to build on it.
Mm-hmm. So when people say to you, "I'm not a runner," that's no excuse.
That's no excuse at all. Yeah. Come on out, enjoy. And, you know, we'll have some food and drink, and it'll be a lots of fun ways to get involved. And last year, too, we just had some people who came and pushed a resident in a wheelchair around the block. And even that form of participation was really special.
Great idea. Now let's talk about your family connection. You have a very personal connection to Grace Village. Your grandfather, Dr. Klink, was one of the founders. And what does it mean to you now to be involved in supporting the organization he helped create?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So right now I'm on the foundation board, and I definitely have a strong family connection. My grandfather, Dr. Klink, he had a very long connection with Grace Village. He was involved in the very early days, helping found Grace Village. And also my mother, Sandra Klink, she's been a nurse there. And believe it or not, she's almost been working there 50 years now. And so it's always meant something really special to our family. I grew up right across the street from Grace Village as well in Huntingville. So, you know, last year we thought a community race would be a really fun way to raise money for residents and you know, just kind of build on that personal connection, because it means a lot to me. And also as a runner, it's fun to do two things that you enjoy in the same way.
Exactly. Now, when you walk through Grace Village today, do you ever find yourself thinking about your grandfather and how much the organization has changed since its beginnings?
Yeah, it's amazing how much it's evolved. Like I said, I remember being a little kid walking across the street, visiting residents and, you know, convincing some of them to give me some candy or some hockey cards. And everyone was always so generous there. And then to see how much it's grown and blossom and expanded. And now there's, you know, kind of a state of an art facility there that is really improving the quality of life for seniors. And that's just so fantastic. And I often do think about my grandfather, just how proud he would be of how far it's come and how many people it supports, and also how much the Grace Village Care Foundation supports certain residents and supports the costs of, you know, those that might not be able to afford certain aspects of their care there.
Mm-hmm. So important. At the heart of this event are the residents themselves. What do you hope people who participate will understand about the people who call Grace Village home?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And it's so important to make sure that the residents are involved. I know that many of the staff will be there on September 12th and will helping get the residents outside so they can watch, have something to look forward to. And for those that are able to participate in a little walk or be pushed around the block. And just building on that, one thing I'm particularly excited about this year is our resident team. So people can participate or fundraise in honor of a particular Grace Village resident. So it makes the event even more personal and gives residents who obviously aren't going to go out for that 5 or 10 kilometer run a real connection to the event. So like a friend of mine, Sarah McGinnis, she is running on behalf of her grandmother, Annabelle, and she's encouraging her family to come and run for Team Annabelle. And so, you know, the funds won't be for her grandmother, but they'll be in honor of her grandmother for the CARE Foundation. So I think that's going to be a really nice touch this year.
Mm-hmm. So you've had a good response so far from the resident teams this initiative this year.
Yeah, we already have 7 teams right now, and we'd welcome many more. And some are just happy to run on behalf of the foundation overall, and some have a little bit more of that personal connection, which is a really nice touch.
Now, what kinds of programs, services, and improvements can fundraising make possible?
Yeah, so the foundation does all sorts of things, different programs, whether that's a social event or having someone come in and play live music, for example, or plan activities like doing an ice cream social, buying equipment, say new chairs that are more comfortable, or new equipment that can really improve residents' quality of life, different medical equipment that is where things are lacking, and ultimately just things that can make residents happier, healthier, and enjoy their time.
Now, you're hoping for about 150 participants this year. What would you say to families, seniors, runners, and walkers who are thinking about coming out on September 12th?
Yeah, I just really encourage people to come out. Again, you don't have to be a runner. Bring your kids, walk, volunteer, just be there to cheer people on. Last year, we had a wonderful community feel to it, and it was, you know, a morning where everyone was smiling and happy, and just really a great opportunity to bring people together and, you know, to be active and to be social and just to see what it's like for the residents at Grace Village.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the event also helps to strengthen the connection between Grace Village and the wider community?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we've been incredibly fortunate this year is to have local businesses support the race as well. We've had some really significant corporate support this year, including from Desjardins, Global Excel, the Proxim Pharmacy, Osteopath Lennoxville, the real estate agent Maxime Messier from Remax, and other local businesses. And that's really important because, you know, the more as the event grows, some of our costs grow and the sponsors help cover that cost. And then the funds that participants raise 100% can go to the Grace Village Care Foundation. So I do want to give a big thank you to many of our local businesses, and I didn't name them all, but that's been a wonderful connection to the community.
That is definitely wonderful. You've chosen to give your time to an organization that has been part of your family for generations. What is it about Grace Village that makes you want to keep giving back?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, my grandfather was one of the early founders, but also he eventually became a resident of Grace Village. And so did my other grandfather. So I had two grandparents there at the same time. And I remember visiting them often. And it's a stage of life that sometimes can be a little lonely. It can be a little hard. And just seeing them in a place where there's an amazing community that they're loved for and cared for and social and dynamic, it's really special. And so just, you know, taking care of people at a time when they need it, it's really a special cause.
We're very, very lucky in our community to have the Grace Village. Now, if somebody is listening right now and they're not sure about whether they should participate, what would you say to them and where can they get more information?
Yeah, you can Google Grace Village Care Foundation or Race for Grace, Grace Village Care Foundation. You'll find our webpage. You can also look for it on Facebook right now. And don't be shy. It doesn't matter if you're a runner or a walker. I think you'll really enjoy the event and a great opportunity to meet people and to smile and just to get outside. And so fingers crossed that we have good weather. But even if it's a little rainy, we're going to go through with it. So come on out, enjoy. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, so rain or shine on September 12th at Grace Village. And the event starts at 8:15. And you can walk or run. And definitely sounds like a great event. Anything we left out that you'd like to add, Robert?
No, I think we covered it. Again, Maureen, thank you so much for your interest and for the CGMQ listeners in the community. We look forward to seeing you there. And I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you and all the best on the event. That is the Race for Grace coming up at the Grace Village on September 12th, and the event starts at 8:15. So thanks very much and all the best, Robert.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If ever you got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it would be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? Open up your eyes to love me. And when you've got nothing to lose, nothing to pay for, nothing to choose, am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me?
Was the Bee Gees, and the song is called Run to Me.
This is a CJMQ health update. Hundreds of Quebecers are stuck in hospital beds even though they don't need hospital care, and the number keeps climbing. New data from Santé Quebec shows 726 patients were waiting for a long-term care placement as of last week. These are people who can't safely live at home anymore, but there's simply nowhere else for them to go. That number has been rising steadily, and advocates say the trend isn't surprising as the population ages, but they warn it's creating two problems: seniors living in environments that aren't suited to their needs, and hospitals losing beds they desperately need. Patients' rights advocate Paul Brunet says the solution isn't just more long-term care beds, it's better home care support. He says some local health authorities are already sending caregivers to visit seniors regularly, and that kind of support could keep more people at home longer and free up hospital space. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. This show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guests on the show today. In the first half hour, Michael Murray, who is the chair of the Eastern Township School Board. School has started for another year, and CJMQ wishes all the students and all the staff of the ETSB, as well as all the other schools, a great school year. Remember to be extra cautious with your driving, especially near school zones. And if you're interested in becoming a host family for an exchange student, contact the school ETSB to find out more. And in the second half of today's show, Robert Klink, Vice President of the Grace Village Care Foundation. And if you're a runner, or like to walk, or just want to participate in the Race for Grace, it happens on Saturday morning, September 12th, at Grace Village, and it starts at 8:15 a.m. Check out the Grace Village website, and thank you to all the listeners today. As I mentioned before, I have a lot of interesting and exciting interviews coming up in the next few weeks, and if somebody has an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. We will close today's show with a song called These Boots Are Made for Walkin', and it's by Nancy Sinatra. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.